All right, folks, settle in. Welcome back to Calm and Confident, your daily dose of stoic wisdom to navigate this crazy roller coaster we call life. I'm Dylan Brooks, and today we're tackling something super important: self-care for mental well-being. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like there's just not enough hours in the day to get everything done, let alone take care of yourself? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than a CVS receipt and your brain feels fried? Yeah, we've all been there. The truth is, neglecting self-care is like skipping oil changes on your car. Sure, it might run for a while, but eventually everything starts to sputter and break down. And when it comes to our mental health, the consequences can be even more significant. We're talking burnout, anxiety, decreased productivity, the whole nine yards. So, how do we prioritize self-care in this hustle culture where busy has become a badge of honor? It's not about adding another thing to your plate, it's about making conscious choices that nourish your mind and body. Think of it as investing in your most valuable asset, you. And trust me, the return on investment is priceless. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you weave self-care into the fabric of your daily life. First up, define what self-care means to you. It's not one size fits all. Maybe it's hitting the gym, curling up with a good book, spending time in nature, or simply taking a long hot bath. Whatever brings you joy, relaxes you, and helps you recharge, that's your self-care goldmine. Don't be afraid to experiment and discover what works best for you. Second, schedule it in. I know, another thing to add to your calendar. But hear me out. Treat self-care like any other important appointment. Lock out time in your day dedicated solely to yourself, even if it's just 15 minutes. That's all it takes to make a difference. Trust me, that little pocket of me time will be more valuable than you realize. Third, set boundaries. This is crucial, folks. Learn to say no to things that drain your energy and don't align with your priorities. It's okay to put yourself first sometimes. You can't pour from an empty cup. Remember, protecting your mental health is not selfish, it's essential. Fourth, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a Zen master overnight, but simply paying attention to the present moment. Notice your breath, your surroundings, and your thoughts without judgment. Mindfulness can help you stay grounded, reduce stress, and cultivate a sense of calm amidst the chaos. Even a few minutes of mindful breathing can make a world of difference. And finally, be kind to yourself. Seriously, treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you'd offer a dear friend. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone has bad days. It's all part of being human. Forgive yourself, learn from your experiences, and keep moving forward. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You wake up feeling stressed and overwhelmed. Your inbox is overflowing, deadlines loom, and there's that nagging feeling that you're just not on top of things. But then you remember you've got your self-care routine locked down. You take 10 minutes for quick meditation, focusing on your breath and letting go of any anxious thoughts. Then, you step outside for a brisk walk, soaking in the fresh air and sunshine. By lunchtime, you're feeling refreshed and energized, ready to tackle those challenges with renewed focus and clarity. See? Self-care isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are pretty awesome too. It's about making conscious choices that empower you to navigate life's ups and downs with resilience and grace. So, what's the takeaway here? Self-care is not a luxury, it's a necessity. By prioritizing your mental well-being, you're investing in yourself, your relationships, and ultimately, your overall happiness. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Define what self-care means to you, schedule it in, set boundaries, practice mindfulness, and be kind to yourself. Now, go out there and make today a day of intentional self-care. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder that taking care of themselves is not just okay, it's essential. And as always, thanks for tuning in to Calm and Confident. See you tomorrow for another dose of stoic wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.